Making Waves. That's 89.3 FM.
Hey, true believers, let me tell you about this amazing, incredible, fantastic graphic design program at Henry Ford Community College. This college offers 5 certificate programs in this wonderful area of graphic design, like animation, illustration, multimedia design, print design, and web design, as well as an associate's in arts degree in graphic design. Classes are available during fall, winter, spring, and summer semesters. For more information, contact Graphic Design Department at 313-845-6487. Excelsior!
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
Mic working?
WHFR Dearborn.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going, Dennis?
Good. You know, that song can only mean one thing. Well, it can mean a lot of things, but in this case, it means Campus Connection.
Yeah, I almost said it's time to play in the waves.
Oh, your other show? Yeah. Way to get a shameless promo in there, Lindsay.
Right.
This is Dennis and Lindsay for the February 2011 edition of Campus Connection, where we are live, which is kind of a rare. This is our second live show. We've been doing this for a little over a year, and we've only done 2 live shows, this being the second. And we're on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. We have, you know, Lindsay, usually we banter back and forth a little bit here. How are you?
I'm good. Do we not have time to banter?
We do not.
Aww.
Things are going well at Wayne?
That's why I'm here.
I know.
Banter.
We have important things to discuss today.
Yeah, we do. Lots going on at Henry Ford Community College.
In fact, sitting right here very patiently waiting with us is Mr. Chad Austin. Chad of the job placement office. You're a job placement officer.
That's correct.
Uh-oh. Let's give him a little bit down here.
We don't got him.
Yeah, down here we will.
Hold on.
We do. This is the beauty of live radio. We can do these mic checks.
Makes it a lot more fun.
Oh, there it is.
Do it again.
One more time.
There.
Okay.
All right. That deep bass.
Lots more.
How are you, Chad? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Last time you were in the studio, actually, it was a recorded show. It was over a year ago. You were one of our. I think he wasn't he our very first guest.
He was.
And you had just started at the school prior to that. Now, in the time during that year, a lot of things are happening, which we're going to talk about, but I also want to bring up one major, major event in your life. You have a new child.
I do.
How old is little Chad?
My son, Cole, is coming up on 4 months.
4 months.
He was born back in October, and he's off the charts fat and tall and
awesome.
Big boy. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Life was fun with one child, but 2 just makes it that much more special.
And that was my next question. This is your second, right?
Second child,
okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's probably a coincidence, as far as Chad's concerned, that he spends a lot of time at his office now. At the school, as opposed to.
Well, you know, it's fun because my wife's a teacher and she had maternity leave, and you know, she was enjoying being at home, and I was able to put in a lot of time here. But you know, you come to work and your eyes are a little bloodshot and you didn't get a lot of sleep, and it's like, well, work's quiet. You know, at home it's loud, but here it's nice and quiet. So I never thought that would be the case.
Well, let me tell you something. My son is 20, and my daughter's 17, and they both go here. So here. Home is where it's quiet now,
mm-hmm.
because they're here with me, and my wife and daughter are actually taking a class together, which is really this should be a sitcom.
Sure, yeah. So study groups would be taking on a whole new meaning.
Oh my gosh, there, so. Yeah. Speaking of school and where it leads, a lot of people go to school for the purpose of furthering their education, ultimately for a career.
Right.
And you've developed some wonderful programs in your office, and some of the things that you have, some of the workshops are coming up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we tried really hard to do this year is give students more of an opportunity to talk with employers. So we've been doing a lot of different things to kind of increase the amount of employers on campus and actually having them interviewing students right here on campus. So a little while ago, we had two different groups from Mackinac Island actually come in.
That was cool.
Yeah. Talk about a great opportunity for interesting way to spend the summer, to actually go out there, live on the island, work at either Mission Point Resort or the Grand Hotel, which is, you know, one of the most famous hotels
nice.
In the world.
Awesome. Been in a couple
yes.
movies.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely. Yeah. So that was really cool. They really liked the response they got from the students here. Really focused a lot on culinary students, which is really kind of a nice thing for the culinary program.
That's awesome.
And today we actually have two recruiters here from Cedar Point also looking for summer work. And again, it's another place where you can live and work all summer.
So we are live. So is that going on at what time today?
That's actually going on right now. They'll be here till 4:30. Unfortunately, you had to register ahead of time to get that on-campus interview. But Cedar Point will be accepting applications at their website throughout the rest of the winter semester.
Two phenomenal opportunities, especially for young people during the summer. Come on. But there's a third opportunity coming up soon also.
Yeah, that's another one that we're really proud of. It's the third or fourth year that we've been doing this. Actually, before I even got here, we were doing this. But we'll have a Comerica Park coming in for two different days to do some recruiting. And, you know, they're looking for those summer vendors, those people that are hawking the peanuts, hawking the cotton candy and stuff like that at Tigers games. So another great opportunity to work right here in the D, really get some great experience working for a major organization. And, you know, you get to see a lot of Tigers games.
That's a good point. You have no idea what something that would – oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about I think camp starts soon for training camp for the Tigers is in February. And then their first game is – this year I believe it's – isn't it like the very last day of March?
58 days. That's all I know.
Okay. who's counting?
Right? Countdown,
yeah.
Right?
Now, to prepare students for these opportunities – what kind of the workshops are you running?
You know, we do a variety of workshops every semester, and really focusing on every aspect of the job placement process. We'll help a student develop a resume. We'll help them write a cover letter. We'll actually sit down with them and talk with them. And this is a new one that we've actually started doing in the last couple of years with the rise of Facebook and social media. We have a lot of people that are worried about their electronic footprint. What's out there about you on the internet? So we'll actually have a workshop dedicated to kind of cleaning up and making sure that even though you're a college student, you have a professional image out there for employers to see. And, you know, we'll talk about online job search, how to prepare for a career fair, things like that. So we do a lot of different things that students have kind of asked us to do just to help them in different ways.
Now, some of these are open to the public, too, not just students, correct?
They are. We have a lot of interest from the Dearborn community. And as such, I've partnered with some of the people in human resources and also from No Worker Left Behind to do some community outreach programs.
Really?
So that's a lot of fun. And we get to actually have community members come in to campus. We usually have it at the MTech. And we talk about different things that are going on in their lives and how we can help prepare them for, you know, finding a job.
Okay. Do you have specific dates coming up?
We have three separate dates coming up for that. And I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but
I do.
You do? Yeah. Oh, thank gosh.
I told you she didn't.
I do. I know the career networking, that one is going on. That's the electronic footprint?
Yes.
Wednesday, February 23rd. That's the first one coming up.
Yes, it is. And we're really excited about our new HR director, Cynthia Eschenberg, will be leading that one. She's great. She's a new hire here at HFCC. That'll actually be her first presentation as part of that committee.
Nice.
Can I ask a question specific to that particular workshop? You're saying, because we've always been told, once something's online, mm-hmm. you know, that picture or whatever, you don't want anybody to see because your hair's sticking up or, you know, worse. Once it's on there, it's on there. There's no getting out.
If all you have to worry about is your hair sticking up, I think you're going to be okay.
Right.
You know, what we try and really, really do is make students not necessarily – you can't scrub what's on the internet. You
right.
can't take what's already there and kind of force it off. But what you can do is look at your own Facebook profile and maybe untag yourself in some friends' pictures,
good
things
point.
Like that. And then just say, you know – it can be something as simple as, what's your email address? You know, coolguy26@hotmail.com might have been great when you were in sixth grade.
Right.
Is that something you really want to send to an employer and say, here, email me at this address?
No, of course, you'd want to be coolguy96 when you're older.
Exactly. So, you know, some basic things that we can talk about that might help a student in different ways.
What you're saying is you can accentuate the positive. You can't
Absolutely.
Eliminate the negative completely, but – and I like it because, you know, I'm the editor of the paper, and I will. I'll get emails from people, and they are just some of the wackiest email addresses. Sure. I mean, CoolGuy26 is tame compared to some of the things. Yeah. And even some of them have an innuendo, and that's the first thing I'll say is, listen, you're writing, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But when you approach a potential employer or even an internship or whatever, you might – it's the same thing I'm sure you tell everybody.
Sure, yes. And the funny thing is that students don't even realize that until you bring it up. Oh, no, that's not appropriate anymore. Well, it's not necessarily appropriate, or it's not that it's the worst thing in the world, but every little bit helps.
Right.
And if you can set up a separate account – now, I always say, you know, set up a Gmail account and just use it for job search.
Mm-hmm.
Approach it like a class. Take your time, do your research, and focus on that. And if you do that – you're going to have better results.
The thing is, a lot of the young people are so darn internet savvy that they understand how they can have six different email addresses for whatever, one just for Facebook, one just for employers or whatever, and they can have them all forwarded to one account.
Absolutely.
And separate. It's not rocket science.
It's not hard to do. And, you know, the other thing we tell students is, you know, you might want to stay away from some of the more controversial topics that are out there on the internet. You know, you can have your personal beliefs about religion, about politics, whatever it might be, about the state of the world, but going on to a blog and posting something that could be somewhat inflammatory is not something that's designed to get you the right kind of attention from an employer.
Right, right. I remember working at the school, as employees of the school, we had to do, it was about an hour long, I don't want to call it a workshop, seminar, or whatever with you. And some of the things were really common sense, and some of them I'd even thought of. Okay, I work at Henry Ford Community College. I'm on the job. A lot of people can see me. Why would I have on an Eastern Michigan shirt?
Mm-hmm.
And it's to me is so, like, I don't even think
common
about
sense,
that.
Right? Well,
said the girl with the Wayne State sweatshirt.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, we don't get paid for this. Anyway, no, but
I volunteer at WHFR.
That's so basic that I overlooked it. Not that I go around wearing Eastern stuff, but I get it. And that it took you to tell me.
Well, yeah, it's a simple matter of school pride. And when you're clocked in, we want you to represent HFCC in the best way possible.
That's right. If you're at home and you're watching football, sure, wear your maize and blue or whatever. But
I'm a diehard Michigan State fan, and I'm a diehard Central Michigan fan. But when I come to work here,
he wears Michigan clothes.
I wear HFCC clothes only.
Go Eagles, right?
Yeah. What's the next seminar?
The next one's going to be the cover cover letter writing, and that is March 24th. We've got a while before that one.
We can actually...
On our next show, remind our listeners.
Absolutely.
Coming up on that one.
That's assuming we have another show.
You say that every time.
You know what? I have insecurity
every
problems.
Every time. But these are free, and they are open to the public.
They are.
If people are interested, is there a phone number that...
They should contact the HR office here at HFCC, and they're taking all the RSVPs. We have a limited amount of space, so, you know, we'll always make room for someone, but if you want to guarantee yourself a spot and a chance to talk with us about your resume, about your cover letter, then we ask you to RSVP as possible.
Definitely.
That way we can also bring enough food.
Right.
So.
Food?
Yeah. So when was that one again? Contacting the HR department, is that a different – wasn't it you before?
You know, I've always been part of the committee, but the HR department's been gracious enough to actually take on that additional role of having people call them and
that's
say –
That's a
all
lot.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good for them.
We have good numbers. We have okay numbers at different workshops. And our target goal is anywhere between 30, 50 people. And if we get that, we're pretty happy.
HFCC.edu is very easy to navigate. And there's links. And you can register for these right online.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Or you get phone numbers, too, for HR.
Yeah. So. It's like, well, we get a lot of our information from our own website. And it's not that we assume people won't read it. It's just very inclusive.
We try to be. And that's something that I know our new director of communications, Gary Irwin's been really great about here at HFCC, is promoting all the different things that are going on campus.
Oh, my gosh. Gary's awesome.
He is.
Seriously, I'm on his mailing list or whatever as the editor, and I get these things. And some of them, I'm serious. It's like I would have assigned to somebody, but he wrote it so well, and it's so inclusive that we just put it in there, and he gets his byline, which he doesn't care, I know. He's like, whatever, use it the way you want, but at the same time, it's really cool having all that info.
It absolutely is.
What else? What do you got? Any questions?
You covered it.
I know.
Chad, I tried to.
Yeah, he does. He does. And I will say the fourth one is going to be the interviewing skills.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll definitely talk. That's not until April 21st. And we will give that much more talk and much more hype in these next couple months.
Right.
A lot going on in the placement department.
The other big thing we have coming up is the criminal justice job fair on the 24th.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's another one I want to make sure that we mention.
And what will – it's a job fair, so that I can assume that maybe there will be potential employers there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's criminal justice, and that's the focus. So we'll have, you know, we'll have the FBI, Michigan Civil Service Commission. A lot of local police departments will be represented there. And we're really excited about that. We have over 20 employers signed up, more signing up every day.
Wow.
Nice.
And it'll be at the SME building, the Society of Manufacturing Engineers, right, in the northwest corner of campus. And we'll be one of the first – offices to use that new space, the new community room. So we're excited about that. We think that the turnout's going to be great for that. And that's actually open to the public. So
anybody
it's
that
free.
Can hear
anybody can
go.
Free and open to the public, and that's Thursday, February 24th.
That's correct, from 9 to 12. So we're excited about that as well.
Chad, thank you so much. And we have we'll pass along toward the end of the show. We'll reiterate all of the contact info. But you said HR is the main thing. Get a hold of HR.
Get a hold of HR for the community workshops.
Okay.
For just the general workshops, give my office a call, 313-845-9618.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Thank you.
Do you want to go for a quick non-commercial?
We can do that.
All right.
Let's do that.
All right. We have more guests after we come back from this quick non-commercial break. And again, that was Chad Austin. You're listening to the Campus Connection.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, WHFR listeners, I'm Lindsay, and I want to invite you to play in the waves with me every other Saturday here on the station Making Waves. From 6 to 8, children of all ages, this includes you, the young at heart, can tune in and get down to the fun sounds of playing in the waves. So come play with me every other Saturday from 6 to 8 on the station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
Run with me, have a little fun with me, stay out late and watch stars with me.
Are you looking for a real degree that's going to prepare you for the future? Then listen up. The Alternative Energy Technology degree is great for students looking to prepare themselves for a career in a new generation of green jobs. Students will learn about renewable energy and promoting and practicing of energy efficiency. If you're interested in more information about this degree or any of the other degrees here at HFCC, please call 1-800-585-HFCC or visit them online at www.hfcc.edu.
The performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a Friend of HFCC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
The Trade and Apprentice Education Division of the Henry Ford Community College is excited to present a new 10-credit-hour Renewable Energy Certificate Program. The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
All right.
Put me on the radio. Thank you again, Mitch and Anthony.
for making our beautiful theme music.
We've not changed it, and there's no reason to.
It's thumpy. I like it. Thumpy.
Thumpy?
Does that make sense? Do you understand what I mean?
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it makes sense to the listeners as well. It's thumpy, guys.
We had wonderful Chad Austin, who we always like, friend of the show, wonderful information about the career workshops and all the stuff that's going on at the school. And we're going to switch gears a little bit here. And we have in the studio with us Monya and Gada, the president and vice president, respectively, of the Muslim Student Association, the MSA, at HFCC, Henry Ford Community College. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I believe that, Gada, you have in front of you the mission statement for the Muslim Student Association. Would you kind of share that with us?
Yes, I just want to read this out loud. The Muslim Students Association, which is the MSA, works for the betterment of the Muslim and non-Muslim community on campus, and the MSA promotes an understanding of Muslim beliefs through community service projects, educational forums, and public awareness, as well as unity on the college campus.
And I've noticed that the people that I've met from the organization have been so generous with this information. There's a lot of things that I don't know. I had questions. In fact, right before we came on the air, we were in our non-commercial break, and I was mispronouncing certain words, things that I had thought I said right, but I was corrected. Oh, was I ever corrected, Lindsay? Wasn't I? But anyway, no, and I thank you, and I mean that with all sincerity. I had a class here with Mr. Bill Seacrest. It was a comparative religion class, and as you can imagine, there were just a diverse group of people, different cultures and backgrounds in that class, and everybody shared their information, no one more so than the Muslims in the class. So it's people that have quite, did I say that right?
Yes.
You did. I did. But I'm from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you and the people that I've encountered that have been so generous with that information. These are things that are important. I think for us to all get along, we need to understand each other. You have a big event coming up in line with next week. You want to share that with us?
Actually, it's a whole week. We have Islamic Awareness Week.
Okay.
And it's basically Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
And it's starting on Tuesday, February 15th. There's the first lecture from 1:30 to 3 p.m. It's the lecture is called The Role of Muslim Women in America.
Okay.
It's located in the Liberal Arts Building and room L14.
Now, is this open to just students or anybody that can hear our voice that wants to come in?
Anyone.
Okay.
Anyone.
And it's completely free of charge?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course it is. And it is with Dr. Jacqueline Al-Said, and she's the director of the Center of Excellence in Teaching and Learning.
Okay.
She's really a nice lady, and she has a lot of knowledge about the religion of Islam.
Now, the entire week, though, it's also celebrating Muhammad's birthday, is it not?
Yes.
The Prophet Muhammad. And so that's not a coincidence that it's tied into Islam awareness? Okay.
No, it's not a coincidence. We wanted it to be commemorating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday, peace be upon him. We wanted that to be the end of Islamic Awareness Week.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I know there's other events. Of course,
yes.
I'm trying to jump the gun to get to the end of it because there's food, but as Lindsay will tell you, that's just how I work.
Well, on Wednesday, we have a really fun experience going on. We are playing a movie, or actually kind of comedy show.
Okay.
It's called Allah Made Me Funny.
Allah Made Me Funny. Okay.
It's a MSA exclusive premiere.
Oh, boy. Oh,
wow. And that is on Wednesday, February 16th, and also will be in L14 in the Liberal Arts Building.
And that's only $10 a ticket?
No, it's free.
Nice.
Yes, if you want a good laugh. See, and it's free.
All right. And
you, can you believe that Muslims actually laugh? People think that we don't laugh.
I've heard the rumor. I've heard it.
It starts at 1, ends at 2:45. Okay. And then also on Thursday, February 17th, from 1 to 2:30, also in the Liberal Arts Building in room L14, we have Speaker Imam Dawood Waleed, who is the Executive Director of the Council of American Islamic Relations. And that will be from 1 to 2:30 p.m. He'll be talking about frequent questions and answers in Islam.
Got it. I got something in the mail from that organization. Did I not?
Yes.
We talked last week, and it was, what was it? Oh, gosh.
Care.
It was CARE. And what does that stand for again? You just said it, I think.
The Council of American Islamic Relations.
And it was an amazing, full-color, glossy information package of basically how to have, properly relate to people from, diverse backgrounds. It went into specifics, though, obviously, about Muslim. But I got it as the editor of the paper, and I was a little bit surprised. And you and I were just talking about it, got it, and so here it comes in the mail. So,
anyway. And I think titles like for radio too. So how to communicate on the radio? I think.
Yeah, thanks. I need that. Thanks for pointing that out. And then on Friday, we get to the food.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure you can't wait for that.
I cannot wait for that.
Friday, February 18, it will be commemorating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday.
Okay.
And peace be upon him. It's it will be in the ASCC building.
Right.
And it starts at 6 to 9. Doors open at 5:30. There will be a silent auction from 5:30 to 7. And the guest speaker will be Mustafa Al-Turk.
Okay.
Who is the president of the Islamic Organization of North America.
Nice.
And tickets are on sale, but they are limited.
Yes.
Students are $5, staff are $10, public is $10, and children are $5. And we actually have something really cool for the children. We have a clown coming to entertain the children.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
You love that one, Gata?
Yes.
When Gata and I were talking about this last week, she said the one thing she does not, how did you word it? I do not scrimp on the food? No. He used a different word. He said, when it comes to the food, you go all out.
I go all out. I mean, I eat a little bit, but it's still, I mean, you can't put price on
she's
food.
She's just you're so petite. Yes, but obviously I'm not. So she's looking at me. She's like,
you're not the only one.
Believe me, yeah. We're not going to run out. That's what she basically messaged us.
Oh, no, we won't.
Dennis, you will not run out of food.
No, we won't. Believe me.
And for $5?
For $5.
And then we also have this food too. Awesome sweets from Dearborn Sweets coming in. They're awesome.
Dearborn Sweets, is
yes,
that the name?
That's the actual place. It's called Dearborn Sweets. They're on Greenfield between Warren and Ford.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They're awesome. Sweets are awesome.
Okay, and that'll be part of what people can look forward to.
Yeah, and you also get a raffle ticket too.
We're also having a lady from Pakistan that's also going to do henna, which is the hand paintings. I think we gave them a little preview on the welcome days.
Okay.
Yeah, they always have the henna art set up here for the welcome.
So we're going to have that lady doing that there. But yeah, you get a free raffle ticket with each.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that's great, but there's food.
Yeah, right. Sold on the food, right? $5.
Whatever, but give me food. Yeah, go ahead.
But with all seriousness, we want to really say that the actual dinner event is basically to bring awareness of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to bring a better understanding of who he was and what his life was like and the challenges that he went through to bring the religion of Islam and to bring a better understanding of how hard it was for him to spread the word of Islam and why we cherish what he did and why it touches our hearts every day. That's why we believe so deeply in what he did, and that's why we carry on to now everything that he did, and we follow what he did, and that's the main point of the MSA. We try to follow his example and go by his example.
And yet it's not only for Muslim.
No.
This is awareness for people
exactly.
Of Christianity, of every faith. Okay.
And that's the exact point, because sometimes you really don't know where that person's coming from, where their perspective's coming from, until you know what they believe in.
Right.
You have to know what's behind them, what's inside their heart. And mm-hmm. if you know what's inside their heart, you know where they're coming from.
Sure.
I mean, if you go to, I like to go to a different religion, you know, ceremonies. You know, if you go to a church on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you find that, you know, people who are inside the church while they're doing their prayer, the spiritual connection that they're having, that's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that people one day will understand that when it comes to the religion of Islam, that it's like that too. Instead of the negativity that had been spread about Islam, you know, it's such a peaceful religion, it's such a gentle religion.
Which goes in the face of a lot of the things that have been happening. I understand. Exactly. I have two questions for you. First of all, and I think we talked about this, proper attire is required. We want people, they don't necessarily have to wear a suit and tie, right?
For the no, it's just casual.
Is it casual?
Casual.
Okay, I was under the impression it was dressed up a little bit.
Casual. I mean, but some people, casual dress for them, they like to wear suit and tie. You can't just tell them
to wear cutoffs and sandals. Oh, okay. And the second question, how do we get a hold of somebody to get tickets if we're not?
Well, we're going to be selling tickets next Tuesday at the Dawa table in the Student Center.
So people can come right in. But yep. If they're not on campus, can they call to get in for more information?
They can talk to the Student Activities Secretary, Michelle.
Okay.
Or they could, if they see us on campus, I mean, we have tickets on hand, so.
Okay. I have a phone number here. Is this,
yes.
Is this 313-845-9865?
That is the Student Center number. And then also our email is on here also, so if they'd like to email us,
But it's a simple email, too. We could say that one over there. It's sure. msa@hfcc.edu.
How cool is that?
It's simple, yeah.
And usually we're in the cubicle very often, me and Gara in room 109C. We spend a lot of our time there during the week.
And those the tickets are beautiful.
Aren't they?
They're gorgeous,
That's the design of our public relations, Jeman.
Really? You have a public relations?
Jeman Al-Muraisi?
We don't have anybody. We are our own PR person.
I'm getting more out. I need some.
He's good for advertising, doing our he's the one that did the flyer for commemorating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. And
it's a beautiful flyer. We're going to have to talk to him, Dennis.
It's so great. Yeah.
Campus Connection needs to get in touch.
If we remember, introduce me to him. I want to congratulate him on a great job. I love that. I love well done things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, anything else?
We just want to stress on how important it is for people to really take the time to come out to the lectures that we're having on campus next week. On Tuesday, the role of a Muslim woman in America, that brings a much deeper understanding of where we come from as a Muslim woman. You know, I'm sure that when people see us on campus, they're probably wondering, what is that on her head? Or why is she wearing that? Or the top joke, do you take a shower wearing that? I mean, come on, do people really think you take a shower wearing this? I mean,
but you remember, just ignorant. I think it's people, if they really, really don't know and they're asking, then I give them credit.
They really don't know.
But this is what I'm talking about. This is an actual chance for you to really get a chance to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, sometimes when people ask you these questions, you really think sometimes to yourself, is our religion that unknown, that people don't know? So that's why here we are. We're doing this. We're getting the word out. We're giving people a chance. It's free. Please come out. And also, we're here all the time on campus. We don't have a problem people approaching us and asking us anything at all.
I know that for a fact. And you have to remember something in defense of other people. I think we have the blinders on most of the time. We're thinking about our own day and our own kids and our own problems and our own whatever. And so when you have something like this, like what you're doing, this awareness thing, this is the magic. This is how it happens. And when you add food, you get everybody there.
Well, can I just add that the speaker is only going to be scratching the surface of who the Prophet Muhammad really is. I mean, he had a long life, and it's just you're knowing the basics, I guess, about the Prophet, and even the basics people don't know about that. So we're only just scratching the surface, but we will do more events like this.
All right.
And we do please ask people to take the time to come out. And if you don't have the time to come out, take the time to think about searching the topic. Come to one of our meetings. We have our MSA meetings every Wednesday from 2 to 3:15 in room 109C. And like we said, we have our Dawah tables every Monday or Tuesday. It's either or. And Michelle knows about them if people have a question coming out. We usually pass out free Qurans, which is the holy book.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Monia, the president, and Gada, the vice president of the Muslim Student Association. Thank you so much for sharing this information.
Thank you.
Right. Can't wait to see you at the event.
We will be there for sure. And then Lindsay and I are moving right along.
We're going to take a real quick little break.
Can we?
Yeah.
We
will take a quick break.
All right.
All righty. Right back after this.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu. The 5101 Restaurant is Henry Ford Community College's innovative on-campus dining experience. The restaurant is operated by students and staff of HFCC's Hospitality Studies program and offers a learning experience for the students combined with a delicious and affordable meal for you. The 5101 is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:45. Reservations are suggested and can be made at 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. See you soon at HFCC's 5101 restaurant.
All right, let's see. Are we back?
I know. This live thing, I like it.
We're back.
You know what I like best about this?
What's that, Dennis?
It's like we don't have to spend that hour or more editing after. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like
we never edited our show.
Oh, we did?
No, we didn't.
Now that I think about it, the only thing we edited were
breaks.
We
just put in our PSAs.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We never edited anything out.
Never had to get any of the F-bombs out or anything.
We left those right in. Yeah. But I remember vividly one show that we had right before we went live. So it would have been one of our last shows that we recorded that we had, got about 10 minutes in, and we're like, I don't know, we missed something. I don't remember what it was. We just didn't feel right, so we started over again. That was the only time we'd ever done that. And after that, it was like really almost flawless.
Yeah.
In our minds, anyway. You know?
Right.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That was Monia Angara. I love it. I love when people have information and they're so willing to share it. And that was really cool to me. I really like that. Speaking of which, we have a ton of information, so we should rock and roll right away.
So much. I don't even know what to, are we going to do?
I don't know.
We got Dreamkeepers funding.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
Dreamkeepers. That's in regard to scholarships. I know that
Yes.
much.
Student Outreach and Support is happy to announce that the online student application for Dreamkeepers funding is now available.
Cool.
It is for Henry Ford Community College students, and you have to have a GPA of 2.0 and documentation showing that you're earning at least a C in your current classes.
That's doable.
Yeah, come on, really?
You're at HFCC, you can be doing that. We talked about this in one of our shows and in the newspaper way back, like in September, because they just secured the funding for this. They rolled this out as a big thing, and now it's official that the application process is in place. So this is kind of a big deal. This mm-hmm. is another opportunity to make money for school. Not make money, but get funding for school.
Financial aid could be a factor in determining eligibility, though. We have to say that.
What do you mean? And so if you get financial aid, you may not qualify?
Possibly.
Okay.
Depending on the type of financial aid that you are qualified for, whatever you're receiving. I mean, I'm sure if you're getting Pell Grants or there's different types of grants out there.
Things that you don't have to repay.
Yeah.
And I do know that you're right. There is a ceiling on how much you can, you know, you can't just keep getting 1,000 scholarships and then pocket the money. I mean, this goes to school.
Yes.
So obviously there would be a ceiling on that. But it's nice to know that it's either or. If you don't have that Pell Grant money, you can get one of these scholarships.
Exactly. And eligible students are invited to apply online. And that's going to be at hfcc.dreamkeepers.org. Easy enough, right?
Beautiful.
All right.
All right.
And if you have any additional questions that Dennis and I have not covered, Brenda Hildreth is the lady to call.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say her phone number. Please. Were you going to correct me?
I was just going to say Dr. Hildreth is amazing. And any questions I've ever had, she
has all the answers.
More than that, yeah. I mean, just a lot of respect for that woman.
313-845-9757 is how you can get a hold of her.
Beautiful.
If you have any questions.
All right,
let's move right along. What do we got here?
Environmentals.
Do you want to do environmentals?
I don't know.
Okay. HFCT. Wow.
Yeah.
HFCC. That's where this is, right?
Yeah. The Henry Ford Community
College.
Trampoline.
The Alternative Energy Summit hits campus February 25th. Woohoo. What's going on with that? It's at the Mazara Administrative Services Building Conference Center. Isn't that the big blue building with all the windows?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's what I call it now. It's so weird.
Yeah, we coined that term.
You did.
Yeah.
I have to give you credit, and it just stuck.
Yeah, it did.
Which building is it? The big blue building with the window. Oh, okay.
This energy summit is titled The Green Entrepreneurship, and it's taking place, like I said, Friday, February 25th. And it's to learn about the industry of green, right?
But entrepreneurship implies that it's people that would maybe want to start their own business, either environmentally.
Create and start up companies that are emerging in green industries.
So it's not just necessarily taking any company and making it green. It's specifically for what would be considered environmentally green jobs or careers.
Yes.
Okay, business. Okay, I like it.
Keynote speakers is Scott Minos, M-I-N-O-S, of the U.S. Department of Energy, Chuck Colin of DTE, and Matt Rausch, WWJ News Radio.
All right.
Breakout sessions are going to be a green startup company for how to create it, energy efficiency with your business and home. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need to know that right now in this cold, cold, cold days where your heat bills are ridiculous? Right.
It's some of the ways that they do these things, because we'll talk about it in a minute, because I go to the sustainability panels.
Mm-hmm.
They're always the information. I always think it's going to be so expensive to do these things, and it isn't always.
No.
Yeah, some of the light bulbs are, they've come down way down in cost.
Yeah, but think about how much you're saving.
Oh, my God. And they last forever.
Right.
I'm exaggerating, but like the ones.
I haven't changed mine either. No, I'm convinced they last forever.
It's been over a year on some of them. And yeah. I'm just like, and I don't know about you, but I do sometimes forget to turn the lights off, and I know, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who reminds me? My kids.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that happens in
same
your house.
Same thing, yeah. Yes. Oh,
but
gosh.
When I do forget and I leave those on, it's nice to know that first of all, I'm using a lot less energy and it'll last a lot longer.
Little things too, like I'm plugging appliances that aren't being used. I'm so bad at
what
that.
What is that called? The vampire something? There's an actual
name. You got
name.
Me. No. Apparently I should know the term because I'm
it's vampire something, and somebody.
It's basically sucking the juices out of your house.
It does when it's not at night. The theory is it's at night, so it's still sucking the juice out when you're not using
it. I leave
it.
My phone charger plugged in, and I'm trying to get out of the habit of that. And I have been kind of.
I leave my computer on all the time. No, these are things that I'm breaking the habits.
Little things.
Yeah.
Little things make a really big difference. And attendees of this Energy Summit also get to do a hands-on business expo, and you get to take a ride in a hybrid car.
Cool. I'm in.
Awesome. All right. Free and open to the public. It is going on, like I said, Friday, February 25th in the Andrew A. Mazera Administrative Services Building.
Okay.
Big blue building, all the windows on Evergreen.
I know it's not on. It's not next, but if you could look through there, we can talk about the sustainability panel at the same time.
Yeah,
just because that's coming up very soon.
Yeah, we're.
I'm not positive where it is.
There it is. It's the last thing I have there. I don't think we were planning on talking about that last.
No
way, because it's next Tuesday.
It is. It's Tuesday. I've gone to every one of these, and I'll be at this one. They are awesome. Everybody that can hear our voice is welcome. They're absolutely free. What they're doing now, because they are getting more of a more people that are interested, more people attending,
mm-hmm.
is to make sure that there's enough food, because they have food there.
Oh.
God love them. And and they ask people to bring something to pass. Nothing major.
Really?
Usually vegetarian, because obviously that's very much in line with environmentally conscious things, being mm-hmm. a vegetarian. We'll have things like hummus and bread, and a lot of desserts, muffins, things like that. It's awesome. So everybody that comes, but you don't have to bring something. If you can't, or if you forget, if you're coming straight from work or something like that, just show up. That's the most important thing. And I think, Lindsay, you're going to see on there that this one is about food.
Food, yeah. I was just going to say, Professor Lourdes Lohr is going to be doing a subject on food issues. This is the environmental crisis on your plate.
This is part two. She did part one about a month ago. This is part two.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, I know it's in the SME building that Chad Austin talked about. There's going to be something going on there.
Yeah.
And this SME is on our campus. It's Society of Manufacturing Engineers. It's their old building. We purchased it and leased space back to them. So they're still there in a small part of it. But the rest of the building we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you're coming from, I don't know, it's right out. It's
you
the
can
first
see
entrance.
It off of Ford Road.
Off of Ford Road.
Yeah, it's right there.
And there's two different drives that lead up to it. So you can't miss it.
Very easy to find.
Our northernmost entrance, and you can get there.
And this is Tuesday, February 15th from 6 to 8.
Yep.
And free, open to the
public?
Absolutely
free, open to the pub. Bring something if you can to pass. If not, no big deal. But you will meet some really
just come anyway.
Cool people there.
Eat.
Yes.
All right.
What
do we got? We have music.
All right.
Lots of music stuff going on. Music and food.
We are just...
This is wonderful, Dennis.
All right.
My two favorite things. Oh, you know what, though? I would really like to touch on something important is Black History Month.
Oh, please.
Black History Month is going on this month, February.
Right.
It is February.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. Second Tuesday of the month.
Hey, don't we ever do a radio show?
Imagine that. What do you know?
Anyway.
HFCC is going to be doing lots of events and activities for... Black History Month.
Right.
I understand some of them have already passed, so I hope that people were able to attend and come and show up for the lineup of...
This was on the website, so people should have seen a lot of this. Okay.
One of the things that are coming up, though, which sounds really cool, is a film, The Jackie Robinson Story.
That's really cool.
Yes. That's going on Wednesday, February 16th from 12 to 2:30 in the Barry Amphitheater. And that is in the ASCC building, the big blue building with all the windows.
That's a week for tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Jackie Robinson, the first African-American major league ball player in the 20th century.
It's
a film all about him.
He put up with a lot of abuse, a lot of the double standards, and just an amazing athlete who... He had just enough support, and he had his the own wherewithal, or whatever you want to call it, to continue, and he broke the race barrier, for sure.
Definitely, definitely, and it's America.
He's an amazing
athlete. America, yeah. You know, I mean, it's baseball, it's Jackie Robinson, it's wonderful.
And it is, and it's about pioneers. It's unfortunate that it took that long, but it happened, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. So that's next Wednesday, and then the following Tuesday is going to be the Josephine Baker story, and that's also going on in the Barry Amphitheater. And that is the biography of African-American who became a major performer in the Paris cabarets.
Awesome.
Of the 1920s and 1930s.
You and I, cool. We had to take a class in the Barry? Weren't we in the Barry?
Yeah, it was the end of our film history class.
And what a great, we watched movies, because it was
film
history.
We watched The Graduate.
Yeah, we watched movies in there. Let me tell you something, that's a great place to watch movies. Comfortable.
It really is. Very comfortable.
Very. So coming out, if nothing else, get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable, watch some movies. I think I'm going to be there. Actually, no, I'll be there. Right, what's the times? Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll be there.
You have such a weird schedule now.
And yeah, the other two were wonderful films, and they, oh, you know what, tomorrow, no, today, I'm sorry, today's the 8th. Yep, so next Wednesday and the following Tuesday, Jackie Robinson and Josephine Baker.
Cool.
Wonderful.
All part of Black History Month, acknowledged and celebrated here at the college.
Mm-hmm. All right, now music. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I'm excited for this one because I've been to this. It's the annual President's Collage Concert.
Yeah, tell me about this.
Or college. I'm sorry, collage.
It's collage.
Okay, collage. It is.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. Jay and I had the same. We tripped over this. College? Collage? No, it's collage.
Yeah, it is collage.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
This is their 16th annual. I believe that I was at the 14th, maybe the 15th too. I can't remember if I went last year.
Really?
And they are awesome. It's the music department here, which we speak of often, directed by Kevin Dewey.
Love Kevin Dewey.
Amazing, amazing music that we have here at Henry Ford. They are going to be doing their concert, which is going to be the two jazz bands, Studio 110 and Henry Ford Big Band. Awesome. And some of my favorites, the vocal jazz ensembles, is the Blue Fusion and Midnight Blue.
You love that.
They're awesome.
I know.
They're really, really
good.
Weren't
they which one was just on television?
The Big Band was.
Yeah, that's right.
Big Band. And then they also did the Beatles concert
was
last weekend.
Yes.
Last weekend at the Henry Ford, or at the Ford Performing Community.
Performing Arts, yeah. But and then that night, that Saturday night, was the PBS special with Big Band. Yeah.
Yes. And awesome. Also going on that night is a concert choir and Vanguard Voices, Renaissance Voices, and the Symphony Band is the Metropolitan Symphony Band and Symphonic Wind Ensemble. And there's going to be one percussion ensemble.
It sounds like it's going to be, there's a lot of different things going on. Long night.
Reserve tickets are only $15 if they're ordered by February 18th, so you do have time.
To see a concert, $15?
$15.
That's amazing.
By the 18th. You need to call 845-9699 to get those tickets for $15. If it's after February 18th, then you're like, oh my God, I never got my tickets, it is going to be
$20. Okay. Still a good deal, but 15
awesome.
Is better.
Yeah.
And you got 10, what is it, the 18th? That's 10 days, so.
Yeah. And this concert is going on, why don't I have a date, Dennis?
You do.
I do. Oh, I do, right here. February 26th.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. in the Michael A. Guido Theater at the Ford and Community Performing Arts Center.
That's the big one there.
Yeah, next to the cop shop in the library.
I love how you go. It's very nice to the courthouse. Is there anything else around there, Lindsay? I don't know.
Right.
I know it's by the...
It's by the courthouse where you go.
Based on that, you would think that you get all these tickets and you're in jail. And it's only happened a couple times.
Only a few times.
My gosh, quit exaggerating.
Only a couple times, really, Dennis.
There's more music, though, isn't there?
There is. This is a big one for WHFR.
This is cool.
This is the second annual Winter Jazz Benefit, and it's going on at Andiamo Dearborn. And there are going to be five jazz ensembles featuring Ping Spells, Coffee La Punte. Puente?
Sure.
Puente. Yeah,
sounds like
sounds
it.
Good.
Yeah.
And the Marvin Jones Trio. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I've seen the Marvin Jones Trio a few times. I can't remember if they were at last year's.
I think they were.
Were they?
I think so.
And it was fun.
Well,
it was cool.
And plus the food. That's an amazing place to eat.
Wonderful food. It's at Andiamo Dearborn. And there's all you can eat pasta.
All you can eat pasta for $9.95.
Salad buffet. Yeah, it's good stuff. Minimum door donation is $5. And that's for WHFR, so we can do wonderful things like that.
And you can hear live
like
bands.
Like this, and it's from 7 to 11 on Saturday, February 26th. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Please be there. Show up. Show your support for WHFR and our wonderful jazz. We there's like no jazz stations anymore in Detroit.
We're it. There is.
We're it. Yeah, so I mean, they don't play jazz anymore.
I did not go to it last year, and I was...
Pasta. Dennis.
I'm kicking myself.
Jeez.
You remember, okay, whatever. I'm one of those people that when something first comes out or if an event first happens, I kind of see how it goes before I know. Yeah. I know. I put my toe in the water. Anyway, I'm going this year. I'm going for pasta. I'm going for live music. You can't, I mean, okay, $9.95 plus, it says $15 mm-hmm. plus, you know, tip your servers.
And it's good.
That's
pasta.
An all-night event.
And it's like a smorgasbord of pasta. You got your Alfredo, you got your mostaccioli, you got your penne, you got your, good stuff.
Yes. Sold.
Yes.
We'll get to food in a minute.
Abby keeps asking me, when is that thing again? Remember that thing we did? When was that thing? That thing.
I'm okay, like, well, if she's going and I'm going, I'm not sitting by her because she'll stab me with her fork. I know you have something really, really important, but can I cover this?
A couple things. Oh, cover whatever you have to cover.
Yeah, this is huge.
Huge.
Ruth Ann Schmidt, who is an English professor here at the college, just a wonderful.
She's the Michigan Magazine, right?
The Michigan Avenue Journal.
Okay, yeah.
And she is just taking on such a, I don't want to call it a role because she's more of an advisor, but somebody that anytime I have any questions or anything with the newspaper, because you know one key part of the Mirror News, our school newspaper, is the creative outlet called Through Our Looking Glass. Mm-hmm. Well, that's attracted a lot of the people that would be creative writing students. So less journalism but more creative writing.
It's one of my favorite parts of Mirror News, by the way.
Oh,
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I didn't. Okay.
I tell you that all the time. Dennis has a really, really, really bad memory. He doesn't listen to anything I say. We've been working together for how long now? And he still doesn't. I have to remind him, my name is Lindsay.
Lindsay. Anyway, no, I do know that you enjoy that section as well as the rest of the paper. I appreciate your
wonderful
input.
Job. Yeah.
This particular thing I'm talking about right now is the Francis G. Barrett Creative Writing Contest. This is an opportunity to win money.
Mm-hmm.
I won money. I did this a couple of years ago.
You
and
did.
I won and I made money. And that really wasn't the big deal because as you're doing it,
and
you're
you
like,
don't have to spend the money on school or classes or books or anything, right?
No, it comes in the form of a scholarship, but it's like a check.
Yeah, but it's money.
It's money.
Yeah.
It's real money.
Nice.
And tax free. Mm-hmm. And anyway, the deadline for manuscripts are due by March 1st, 2011. The Francis G. Barrett Creative Writing Contest. This is just too much information here to go over, so please go to the website. It is hfcc.edu/English/Michigan Ave. Really easy. English,
simple.
Michigan Ave.
Yeah.
And it's on there, too. There's probably a link on there. The deadline's March 1st. The guidelines aren't that hard, but you do have to kind of, like, do something. You got to submit it in an envelope without your name.
You have to be a student at Henry Ford.
You have to be a student at Henry Ford Community College. And the cool thing is, a lot of times, the people that submit to the creative writing contest will find their way into the Michigan Avenue Journal. The winners, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was published in there. It's a great feeling.
And these don't have to be English majors. You can be majoring in telecommunications.
Anything.
Or culinary
chemistry,
arts.
Chemistry, what the heck?
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. So, yeah, there's a March 1st deadline. Just find all the information out. hfcc.edu/English/Michigan Ave. There you go.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
I hope some... hope people really, really take advantage of that. Because I know you did, and I know it did wonders.
You know what? And I put it on my resume. And I go to the Michigan Association of Broadcaster thing, the conferences. I bring my resume because we talk to potential employers there. And I'm telling you, almost every time when they're looking at the resume right in front of me, they go, oh, you won the contest. Because
nice.
that and the scholarship that I won are the two biggest things in their minds.
Yeah.
One of them is writing, obviously, which, as you and I know, fits into radio very well.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the actual broadcasting.
Nice.
So there's a lot of opportunities at Henry Ford.
Endless.
We are proof of that.
Endless. That's
but
why we are here.
Now you're getting into some good stuff.
My stomach's growling.
I know.
I'm dying to talk about this. I'm like, geez, do you know what we're going to talk about?
Food. Guess
food
what just opened, Lindsay?
Food.
Exactly.
The 5101 is finally back and open. It's ready and
this
it's
week?
Serving and it's yum. This week, big special going on.
Well, yeah, there's a special and then there's a big event, so.
Big special.
Okay, tell me.
Big special. It's the Be My Valentine, Valentine's Day Lovers Special.
And now, when is that?
The 9th and 10th.
I should probably get this right.
Yeah, the 9th and 10th. That's
okay.
Tomorrow?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
tomorrow.
My gosh.
That's what I'm saying. This is a big deal, Dennis. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to hold the microphone in my stomach for a second.
Yeah. That's good radio.
Sound effects.
That's great radio.
No, I've been reading this menu like all afternoon.
Memorized
all
right, it.
Ready? Oh, my. It's tomorrow on the 9th and then again on the 10th.
Okay.
And Evening seating is from 6 to 7:45. There's only evening seating. They're not doing any afternoon seating for this, which 5101 does often. They have their afternoon seating.
Yeah, but for something like this, I kind of get the evening thing.
Yeah, it's just evening. 6 to 7:45, you have to make reservations.
That's something that's not
usually
normal.
Usually they are just recommended. This is required. You have to make reservations. What are you making reservations for?
Da-da-da-da.
Your starter is going to be an individual shrimp cocktail.
I'll take it.
Your salad is a side table Caesar salad.
Oh, they make it right there for you.
They do it really good, yes. And tomato bisque will be your soup.
I can eat it.
Yeah, and you're getting all that. And then your main course comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Surf and turf.
I can handle a surf and turf.
An 8-ounce New York strip
little
steak.
A little bit of steak.
And a 5-ounce lobster tail.
A little bit of lobster tail.
With some lemon and butter.
A little bit of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Twice stuffed potato or vegetable.
I know what a twice stuffed potato is. That's where they bake it. When it's almost ready, they pull it out of the oven.
They scoop it all out,
put the mixing in,
yeah,
and
with
they
like
stuff
some,
it with
sour cream, chives, maybe a little garlic, cheese.
Put it back into the potato and then let it finish baking. It's heaven.
Yes.
That is almost as good as the surf and turf.
Yes. There will be dessert served, and the beverage is going to be a non-alcoholic sparkling apple cider or coffee or tea.
I'll take coffee.
I like tea.
All right.
And you know how much it is? So first, let's say how much it is. Then I will tell. Well, actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to say how much it is. Dessert, you got to wait.
Okay.
All right.
I can wait.
$50.
Okay, that's...
For two.
That's not horrible.
For two people to eat all that food.
I know.
It's not $50 just for you. It's not $50 just for me.
Surf and turf alone is usually $25 somewhere or more.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And then you're getting your shrimp cocktail, individual shrimp cocktail.
There's a rumor that there's some dessert associated with this.
There is. There is dessert. Frapple. I mean, I'm just...
Is it Frapple or Fapple?
It's Frapple. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Fapple. You're right.
Okay.
And
I wear the reading glasses.
Right. You're right. Heck? I just said it. Fapple Frang McPang. Fapple Frang McPang.
You're making stuff up.
It's what it looks like. It's a Frang-a-pain. It's a pain to say. It's a tart, basically. It's a tart. And there's a raspberry mousse tart. There's a Midwestern carrot cake. It's different.
As opposed to the...
It's different than the other regions.
Southern. Yeah, I had the West Coast. It wasn't quite as good with the guacamole.
No. Nobody does it like the Midwest.
No.
And the La Grande Gâteau Crème de Pêchon.
Okay, that would be... La Grande's a big something.
Cheesecake.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear La Fromage anywhere.
No, that's the passion.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Italian cream tort and Royal Chocolate Charlotte. Yeah, chocolate
And you get Charlotte. Your choice. Like, do you think if I wanted more than one, they would let me?
I don't see why not. I don't know.
You know what you do? You order one and your guest has one and you share.
And you taste it and you're like,
I have a feeling these
are
so unbelievably rich that even half of one will be enough.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But you know, there's the restaurant's open, so there are, like, it's open all the time now.
Yeah.
In other words, you can go, like, right now they're serving. I saw. What are some of the things on the regular menu this week?
They're doing lover's special all week long.
Oh, really?
So they're doing that, but they also have additional things for during the week. I mean, they have their shrimp cocktail.
Well, plus, this is also during the day.
Yes.
Like today.
Yes,
okay.
During the day. Today was, the first seating was at 11:15 to 1 p.m.
Okay.
Again tomorrow and on Thursday.
Okay.
And you can have the lover's cashew stuffed chicken. Mm. Chicken breast stuffed with ground turkey, cashews, and Michigan dried cherries.
Oh, my gosh.
Braised beef short ribs served with a julienne of vegetables and... garnished with sweet peas. Sweet peas.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Braised vegetables.
Beef, ribs. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
peas.
And
then the college plate, espresso crusted naturel beef New York strip with roasted shallot butter and crispy onion rings.
And what's that called? The college special.
College plate. $9.25 that one runs.
That's really good for a steak.
That's awesome. $9.25. And those beef short ribs, $7.95. I mean, come on. Really? Under $10 and you're eating gourmet food for lunch.
Okay, so you have,
nice.
That's all during the day, and that's not even, I'm sure that's another one of those where they're not required but recommended.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
But at night, you have to call.
Have to. I do want to say, though, they also have seafood for those of you that are not interested in the chicken or the beef. There's going to be a pan-seared Atlantic salmon, yum, with a ginger sesame ginger glaze. Oh, can we just, like,
that's
get one
have.
Of everything?
No.
Awesome.
I'm serious. I think that I would actually opt for that.
Market Stand is going to have Cobb salad. The cutting board sandwich is also going to have the grilled turkey burger and multigrain bun, alfalfa sprouts, honey mustard. Yum, yum, yum. Sounds good. All right. You want to get there? You want to go there? Sure you do. You need to call and make a reservation, and you can do that by calling 845-5101.
It still is the same number.
Yes. Yep. I'm assuming
313-845-5101.
All of these entrees that I've said, too, by the way, do come with a cup of soup of the day. And for an extra 50 cents, you can get their French onion, which is awesome.
I will do it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Tell them and salad bar and your choice of one side dish.
Tell them Lindsay and Dennis sent you, and you will, well, I won't get you anything extra, but
just a pat on the back.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, really?
Yeah, we love Lindsay and Dennis. Yeah. And you guys can just like sit around and talk about us.
Campus Connection.
Campus Connection.
The ambassadors.
Yeah, the ambassadors of Henry Ford Community College right here. And wow, this is fun.
I know.
My stomach's growling. And 5101, are they open right now? What time is it?
Yes.
It's 2 o'clock.
Oh, is it closed? They closed at 1.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they closed at 1. Well, first seating. Yep, they're done. Oh, well, tomorrow, right?
That's
and
right.
And Thursday. All right, make sure to be there. And if you are going to be going to the evening seating, which I suggest you do,
yeah,
make your reservation. It is required.
Lindsay, this was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
This was the Tuesday, February 8th edition of Campus Connection. We are live for the second time, and I think we're starting a tradition here.
Mm-hmm.
The second time we're from the campus of Henry Ford Community College. Floating in a Tin Can is next.
Nice.
And we will, of course, I'll be listening to that from my office. The next edition of the Mirror News comes out on Friday. It'll be on campus as well as Dearborn Music, Green Brain.
Looking forward to it.
It's all over there. We've got a lot of cool stuff. Some of the things we actually talked about today.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back. When are we on? March. We're on March. And
yeah. We'll
we don't have the exact date. Second Tuesday of the month.
That's where you find us.
We look forward to it, and we'll tell you all about our nights out at the different concerts and the restaurant.
WHFR Jazz Benefit.
All right. Definitely. WHFR Dearborn.
All right.
The 5101 Restaurant is Henry Ford Community College's innovative on-campus dining experience. The restaurant is operated by students and staff of HFCC's Hospitality Studies program and offers a learning experience for the students combined with a delicious and affordable meal for you. The 5101 is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:45. Reservations are suggested and can be made at 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. See you soon at HFCC's 5101 Restaurant.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
Magical Notebook, are you there? Yes. Oh, yeah, good. Okay. All right. Well, this is, my name's Jimmy. and